Next patient is Ramona Ortiz. This is a consultation requested by Dr. Sam Bono. Reason for consultation, supraventricular tachycardia, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 55-year-old with a history of palpitation period. Patient has palpitation for the last 2-3 years period, completing a shortness of breath and dizziness. And new syncope associated with the palpitation period. The patient underwent a Holter monitor study that showed supraventricular tachycardia at a rate of 170 to 180 beats per minute period. The patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia period. Current medication, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, lisinopril 20 mg daily, amlodipine 5 mg daily period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary and disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denied recent weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure, 132/80, pulse is 73, respiration 16, weight is 145 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1/6, systolic murmur, head of the left and border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, balsam, extremity, no edema. Clinical condition number 1, supraventricular tachycardia recommendation. Number 2, hypertension recommendation. Patient has supraventricular tachycardia and is very fast and a symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, heart block, which may require pacemaker implantation. Patient agreed for the procedure. Please send a copy to Dr. Sam Bono. Consultation date is 6/28/22.